All right. So, Julie, let's move on to the next pre-listing page, and that one is called?
The Communications Guarantee.
Okay. Now, why did we include the Communications Guarantee, guys? Notice I'm following, Julie and I are following the same exact pattern when we're sharing with you the pre-listing pages, and the, frankly, what we'll get to eventually is the listing presentation, and then we also have a killer buyer presentation. The first thing we're doing is we're giving you the history behind it, and then we're telling you why you want to use it and exactly how you're going to use it. So we're following the same pattern with all these pages. The history of the Communications Guarantee, here it is. The number one complaint that every single, and by the way, these are the types of things that you can say to a seller. Okay, now hopefully you're internalizing a lot of the stuff that Julie and I are giving you, information we're giving you, because when you use our words, feel free to use them verbatim, and you're communicating, communications guarantee, with a seller, they're going to really like what you have to say because you're resonating with them. You're telling them what they already think. What am I talking about? The number one complaint that, and when NAR does surveys of recently closed transactions, the number one complaint that those buyers and sellers, especially sellers, had about their realtor was lack of communication. The number one complaint that agents have received for decades is that they do not communicate effectively with their sellers. Now, we're going to talk about what effective means in a second, but I want to expand upon this. The number one complaint that you're going to hear from any expired listing isn't really that the house didn't sell, though that's right up there. It's that I never heard from my realtor.
They'll say, I didn't know what was going on.
That's right. You'll hear that all the time. Now, what has happened? Why was there a problem with communication? It's very simple. The seller and the agent did not have or were not on the same page as far as what the expectation was about how they were to be communicated with. In other words, there was a perceived and maybe real communication deficit in the mind of the sellers, because the listing agent, or if it's an expired listing, the previous listing agent, did not effectively explain to the seller ahead of time, at the time of taking the listing, how they were going to communicate with that seller. So in the seller's mind, they were going to receive a certain level of communication that maybe was not a match with what the listing agent had in mind. And most listing agents' plan of communication, let's be honest, is when I get around to it or when you complain enough in my voicemail or email, then I'll call you or I'll send you an email
back. That's right. Honestly, Tim, a lot of agents have really lucked out that of their limited listing experience that they had, they put it on the market, there was low inventory, they didn't really have to communicate, they kind of lucked out and sold it really quick.
Or if they're short sales, they never or if they're REOs. Now, that's funny, though. The asset managers demand a certain level of communication.
That's right.
You have to put it in an equator and whatnot. But for the most part, retail sellers, they don't really know what to expect from you, and, you know, you don't put anything in writing, and so that created an opportunity for Julie and I when we were listing homes. And, by the way, the Communications Guarantee is one of the bedrocks of what we're teaching you. It's something that makes you different.
A USP.
Remember when Julie was asking, you know, when asked you, you have 3 minutes to explain why I should list my house with you. What makes you different? Communications Guarantee is one of the top five things. And the Communications Guarantee is simply a guarantee that you are going to do the things listed on that page, and let's talk about how basic these things are, and then guess what? You put it in writing, you make it an addendum, just like the Easy Exit listing, just like the flexible fee, you make it an addendum to the listing contract, and it's an NCR'd form, and trust me when I tell you that when you whip the Communications Guarantee out, and you put it on the table, and you say, Mr. Seller, not only am I going to tell you how I'm going to communicate, I'm going to sign here and promise you this is how I'm going to communicate. The seller will be very, very pleased, and right there, some of you are getting it. I can feel as I present this information, Julie, I know there's agents out there right now who are thinking, oh, my God, that's awesome. I can totally and completely kill my competition by using just this Communications Guarantee, because Tim's right. This is what they complain about, lack of communication. So, Julie, let's get into the heart of what is in the line items in the Communication Guarantee.
Sure, and none of this should be too difficult to promise. You can modify this a little bit depending on some cultural things that you do perhaps, but all of you really should be doing all of these 10 things for your commission. You do provide a service in exchange for that monetary value, at least you should be. So let's look at these. Number one, and this was our presentation, so we said you're going to say you, Or we, if you're a team.
Yeah, I would
so
say personally,
we is
I would,
okay.
Personally, I'd always leave it at we because it goes back to that team page.
Good
but
point.
Even if you don't have a team that's working directly for you, you still have a team. Go back and watch that video if you don't know what the heck I'm talking about. Go ahead.
Okay, so number one on our communications guarantee, we guarantee we will provide feedback to you within 48 hours after showings when the feedback is available.
Okay, let's take a stop there. Feedback. Some of you have never done feedback for your sellers.
I know. It's incredible.
I know. It is. I mean, let's
But that's a big complaint. The sellers, especially for the first 5 or 10 showings, they're vacuuming, they're sweeping their front porch, they're doing the windows, the laundry, the dishes, and then they leave in anticipation, maybe I'm going to get a contract today, and then they hear nothing from their agent.
So let me tell you guys something that all of you should be doing, even if in your market it's not customary to give feedback. You know, Julie, you and I are making a stupid mistake right now. You know what it is?
What's that?
Assuming they even know what the heck feedback means.
Right, and I would say mostly west of the middle of the country, most of those agents don't know what feedback is or the value of it or anything like that.
Every seller, and guys, listen to what we're telling you. Every seller, Julie just set it up, explain it to you. It doesn't matter if it's new construction, a vacant house, an investment property. Every seller wants to know what the market thought about their property. Every seller wants the feedback after showings, even if they're an open house. They want to know what the market thought about the property. They want to know directly as fast as possible with a communications guarantee. It's 48 hours. Now, there are automated services that send emails, like I don't know if homefeedback.com is still in business, Julie, I'd have to check, but homefeedback.com was an interesting service.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? I wouldn't use any automated service. What I would do is, as you're getting started, assuming if you're a new agent, do this yourself. If you're one of our grizzled veterans, then delegate this to a staff member. I'll tell you what Julie and I did. We had her mother do this. Julie's mom became our feedback specialist. Here's how it worked. Okay, now follow me on that. Now, some of you are in marketplaces where the listing agent calls the seller directly. You're going to stop doing that.
That makes absolutely no sense.
I know. If we are selling real estate back in Ohio, before we knew that that's how California works, where the seller calls the buyer's agent calls the seller directly, I would have thought you were making it up. But
right. You've got to be kidding me.
Why you'd put your seller in communication with another
anybody but you
is insane.
Right.
Don't do that. It is dumb. So any showings have to be scheduled through either a showing coordinator
or yourself.
Depending on where you are in the evolution of your business, that added communication and, frankly, providing a buffer between that buyer's agent, who, by the way, might be scheming to get your listing.
Mm-hmm.
Can I tell them a quick story?
Please.
All right, guys, I'm going to tell you a quick story. This is a story. This is true. This happened. We tell these stories just so you guys know that we've been there, done that, more times than we care to remember. We were in a very competitive listing environment, and this was in New Albany, Ohio. And there was this listing that this other agent thought he took for granted. He used to play golf with, we'll just call him Dr. F, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So he played golf with Dr. F. He was assumptive that he was going to get the listing. Dr. F, who we had no relationship with, by the way, chose to list with us because why? This pre-listing pack. Because we are willing to do all the things that we say in the pre-listing pack, and the other agent was 6 months, 6%, that's how we roll. And, we are willing to do something different and exceptional. Oh, and by the way, this was a listing for over $1 million in Ohio, in Columbus, Ohio, and trust me, there aren't very many of those.
It was awesome.
It was awesome.
I do remember that.
So we got this through pure, honest-to-God competition, no inroad, no mother-in-law, no, buddy at the golf club, and we didn't babysit his kids, okay? So you following me in all this? This was honest-to-God sales. Pre-listing pack, he lists with us. This other agent was floored that he didn't get this listing. And the seller said, hey, the other agent's friends of mine. I'm hiring you guys because I want to be able to hold you accountable. Uh-oh, listen to what I just said. There's another little pearl. Hopefully you guys are picking this up, right? Sometimes sellers are going to think that they should list with their friends, their family members, and whatnot. And what Julie and I used to say is, Mr. Seller, does it make sense to you that you're going to list your house with somebody who you're friends with, who, frankly, you might be sitting across the table with at Thanksgiving? Do you really want to have a potential problem with someone you're close to? Or do you want to hire somebody that you can yell at if you're angry or hold accountable to in a business-type transaction? Because, after all, that's what this is. I'm sure you'll agree, Mr. Seller, or you'll probably agree, Mr. Seller, that it just makes sense when you're hiring someone to provide a professional service for you, you keep friendships out of it. Okay, so there's a little script I just gave you guys to overcome the sellers who feel obligated to list with friends and family. Some of you will get that. Some of you are going to be offended by it, but that is how the business is actually done. So what happened was this agent was mad that he was, and he tried to get the listing back. And on that particular listing, it was a six-month listing, but it was an easy exit listing. And so as we described previously, and, you know, this listing agent thought, well, if I somehow convince the seller that I have a lot of buyers for his house, he might fire Tim and Julie and hire me to sell the house after all. So what did he do? Julie and I were speaking at an event, a conference. We went out of town for like a long weekend, and this agent, who we'll call Artie, started showing this house constantly when Dr. F was at work. He was showing it like 5-6 times a day. Our showing coordinator.
Well, quote, showing it.
Yeah, exactly. Showing it. Like trying to. And so
as in constant previewing.
So what he was doing is he was calling our office. He was talking to our showing coordinator. Showing coordinator was leaving a message with Dr. F. Dr. F went to work all day. And he did not have to call to confirm the showing. And Artie would just show up, basically. And he kept on leaving cards on Dr. F's kitchen counter. Julie and I caught wind that he was doing this, and we made a new rule that for Artie, he had to make arrangements so that when he wanted to show it, someone from our team was there to meet him at the property. And guess what happened? The showings miraculously stopped.
Right, because they weren't real showings.
They weren't real showings.
He was just trying to work the seller.
That's right. Okay, guys, unfortunately.
Poor loser, basically.
He was a loser. And that, unfortunately, is what a lot of these, when you get into the competitive arena, you have to be frosty. You're going to have to be assumptive that some of these agents out there are going to play games. Artie would have been way better off if he'd said, okay, Tim and Julie got that listing. I'm going to go try to get another one. But no, he spent his time trying to do stuff like that. So the reality of it is that when you're looking at the communications guarantee, full circle here, the communications guarantee is a line item, point by point, what you should be doing when you've got the property listed to convince that seller and show that seller exactly how you're going to be communicating with them. So we were talking about feedback to close this loop. What happened is we had Julie's mother. She would start calling after the showing would come in. The showing would be scheduled. Then that agent's information would be given to Julie's mom, Janet. And then Janet, who did a phenomenal job at this, would call and sometimes email, but usually call.
Track down the other agent.
Track down. Now, I wasn't going to say track down. That is what she did. She would call that co-op agent usually 5-6 times, worst case scenario, if the agent was non-responsive, usually on the first or second attempt, and then she'd ask him 5 questions. She'd ask him, you know, what did you think of the price? What did you think of the condition? Were your buyers consider writing an offer on the property?
What questions do they have? That sort of thing.
Right. Now, then what would she do with that information? Okay, if she got the feedback, what she would do, obviously, is then call the seller and give the feedback back to the seller. So here was somebody who was a nice retired school teacher. She taught Spanish forever, sweet as sweet could be, great to talk with, and she would be giving honest feedback. Well, the showing you had last Saturday, they thought it was a little bit overpriced, and they thought that the bathroom needed to be redone, all those types of things. She wasn't passing judgment. She was just giving honest-to-God feedback on the house. Okay, now, those of you who have listed properties before, those of you who want to list properties, what I've just given you is a huge tool, because what happens is by giving feedback in its rawest, truest sense, the seller is going to be way more receptive to a price adjustment than if
right.
I had given it to him or Julie had given it to him.
One of the typical complaints of expireds is the only time I heard from my agent was them asking me for a price reduction. Well, one of the reasons they didn't get a price reduction is exactly that. The only time they talked to the seller was asking for something. When you give feedback, you give, and it's feedback from the actual marketplace. Getting price reductions is easy. Sometimes the sellers even call them in on their own, you know, and that actually does happen. So let's kind of get through some of these points. We don't necessarily have to do all of them, but number one was all about feedback. Now, what if they say, Tim, I can't afford a feedback specialist? Well, until you have at least 10 listings, you should be doing this yourself.
That's right.
And even then, you can find somebody part-time for not too much money. Just make sure they're professional on the phone and following some basic questions. So don't use that as an excuse. This is something everyone should be doing. And I don't care if it's not cultural in your area to be doing this. That's exactly why you do it. Make yourself different. Number two, we guarantee we will call you weekly to discuss feedback showing traffic, market activity, and price adjustments with regards to positioning your home on the market. Easy enough. That, again, weekly calls to your sellers is standard for agents who are great listing agents.
By the way,
that's normal.
Great opportunity to, hey, Mr. Seller, by the way, whom do you know that I should be calling, who I should be helping get their home sold right now? Or who do you know who's thinking about putting their house for sale or purchasing a property? Those feedback calls are awesome opportunities, obviously, to ingratiate yourself even more so with that seller and get referrals.
That's right. So don't look at it as this egregious task. Look at it as an opportunity. It's basically a prospecting call after you have given them something of value, feedback, et cetera. So number three, we guarantee we will be available to receive your calls between, you decide, but we recommend between 1 and 5 p.m. Monday through Saturday. You're letting them know what to expect and that, by the way, you actually answer your phone. Also a huge complaint, not only of sellers about their listing agents, but of you guys about each other.
Yeah.
So answer your phone. I mean, really.
Exactly.
Okay, I could go on for hours about that,
yes.
But I won't. Number four, we guarantee we will return all calls between noon and 1 p.m. daily and emails even more quickly. So you can do a little twist on that depending on how you want to handle things. That's fine. Number five, we guarantee that you will be kept informed regarding new homes that come on the market to compete with yours as well as recent sales around you, which, by the way, is a very standard call. Remember, your job is to call your sellers weekly. A lot of you guys don't do that because you don't know what to talk about with them. An easy call is what's come on the market since we listed your home to compete with you. I went and previewed those homes, for example. Here's how yours stacks up. Here's some information about that. And then what has sold since you've been listed and why, which means you have to actually be communicating with other agents, do some previews, and know your stuff. Also typical for someone who is a great listing agent. Number six, we guarantee that you will visually see any brochures, websites, et cetera, to see how your home is being marketed. Okay, so in case you guys didn't realize it, your sellers do this anyway. As soon as it's in the MLS and Realtor.com and all the rest, of course, they're calling you and saying, well, you left out this, and I want to modify that, and what about this picture? So you're putting it out there saying, you know what? You're going to review that before we put it out there. You're going to see all those brochures.
I'm going to give them a quick little hint here.
Please.
If the seller has pictures of their own house, if you're in a seasonal market like what we were, they probably have Christmas pictures and whatnot. They love those pictures. They have pride in those pictures. Ask them for the pictures.
And just use them. Don't fight them.
Include them in the marketing. If you have a seller that fancies himself a copy expert and they want to write their own home brochure, let them write their own home brochure. Don't make it complicated. Let them be part of the process.
Be part of the same team. Some of you guys almost create your own conflict by having things have to be a certain way all the time. So if a seller is really attached to something, agree with them.
That's right.
It's easier. All right, so number seven, we guarantee that we will hand deliver any correspondence that is of an urgent nature, such as delivering contracts, offers, et cetera. It's easy enough. Eight, we guarantee we will update all agents and brokers in the area about your home. Easy enough. Number nine, we guarantee that buyers will have information on your home available 24/7 via our 800 home hotline.
And by the way, if you don't know what that is, go to 1-800-HOME-HOTLINE.com. There's a video waiting for you. It has been for a long time, and it probably still is the single best way to generate droves of free buyer and seller leads. Oh, did you catch the word there? Free. 1-800-HOME-HOTLINE.com.
That's right. And by the way, in this class, we are teaching you several modules of exactly how to monetize that system, so you don't have to have any guesswork whatsoever. Number 10, we guarantee that your home will have brochures available on your sign where it's legal at all times. So that's 10 items in your communications guarantee. Now, some of you might want to have 11 or 12. You might say, we guarantee that we will communicate with you in the way you like to be communicated with. In other words, if they love to be texting, then you text with them. You know, depending on where you are in the country, maybe email isn't the latest, greatest thing. They love to have, especially in the South.
Well, it's their age,
okay,
right?
And their age. They like that personal communication. So if someone says to you, I don't really email that much. I need you to call me. You need to honor that. you will have a better relationship with them.
Anybody younger than 35 is going to prefer SMS over email. You guys know that's true. By the way, Julie, feedback. Someone, I'm sure, has this thought in their question. They're thinking right now, well, what if I don't get feedback from the other?
Great question.
Okay, well, here's the answer.
They never call back with feedback.
Okay, that's going to happen. And you know what? Unfortunately, that will probably happen 50% of the time. Even if you go get the most dogged person to chase them down for feedback, well, that still serves your purpose because, A, they obviously weren't interested in the property, but, B, that obviously makes you look really great in the mind of that seller by saying, hey, you know, your feedback specialist or you would simply say, hey, guess what? You know, I called that agent 6 times like I have with everyone else, and they chose not to call us back and give us any feedback. So I guess.
Well, I think it's great because that's one less agent that would ever get the listing if it comes close to expiring on you.
Right.
They're not
going
to choose that person.
Do you guys notice how we're thinking always competitively? Okay, competition, whether you like it or not, is a function of life. It's how everything works. It's competitive. Real estate, when you're doing it, even at a moderate level, is competitive. We're trying to give you the courage to step into that competition, and once you've used our system, pre-listing pack in this particular case, you're going to find it's frankly a heck of a lot easier than you ever thought. We've literally had new agents, brand new, maybe licensed 6 months, join this particular coaching program, use this particular pre-listing pack just the way we've described it, exact content as you're hearing it now and as you're seeing it in front of you. And they've gone out and taken listings because of it. Again, it makes you unique. It makes you special. You are excited about competing opposed to living in fear of it. That's the difference.
Exactly. All right. So I think that concludes the communications guarantee. Again, you're only going to put things on there that you know how to do, that you're comfortable with, because it is a guarantee after all. You can also make this a rider to your listing contract or an addendum to your listing contract. You sign it, they sign it, and you're good to go.
Okay, guys, so next up we are talking about
the page that is called Fast Sale Equals Less Hassle.
Okay, so we're going to be presenting that next, so make sure you watch the next video.